my friends. I'm John.
I'm Tina.
And this is Voice Coaches Radio, episode 703.
Wow.
I always wonder why we say 70.
Instead of zero, 703. Yeah, 703.
703, 703.
Yeah.
How about that? 703, that makes more sense.
Yeah, no.
No,
yeah,
703.
703, because 703 sounds like a flight.
Yeah.
Flight 703.
Like, they didn't say 90. Like, it's 902. What was that show?
90210.
Yeah, they didn't say 90.
Yeah, they didn't.
Right? And 90210, 90. I can't even say it without saying 90. 90210, 90210.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
No, you can't even say, 90210.
No.
That's not catchy.
Not at all.
Not at
yeah,
all.
90210.
That show would not have been a successful.
No, it wouldn't have been. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Analyzing the copy.
That was a long time ago, that show.
Yeah.
So the episode today is totally off topic, but the episode today is going to be voice actor mindset.
All right.
Voice actor mindset. And what we mean by that is, what do we mean by that?
I don't know. You came up with it.
I know. What do we mean? No, so.
Get it. How did we talk? I forgot what we said.
You forgot all that. So, you know, Tina, you really depend on me for these things.
I do.
You really depend on me for these things. So what we're going to talk about is a couple things. First off, dealing with rejection.
Okay.
Which
yes,
we've all
yes,
done.
Yes, that's right. You did right? mention that. Yep.
See, Tina's never rejected. She doesn't even know what it's like. That's why she didn't remember. She has no idea what rejection is. She's like, yeah, John, you could talk about it. Yeah. I've never been rejected.
I know. Never. Never.
So dealing with rejection and also staying creative as a voice actor.
Okay.
I want to talk about those things. So first off, dealing with rejection. Let me just say, if you are new to this, you may not know this, but being rejected is part of the job.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Part of the job.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I have been rejected many, many, many times.
Yeah.
And to the point where it's almost just a daily thing.
So, it is. Yeah. No, I get it. It definitely is. I always say to students, it is your 10 no's to your one yes.
Oh,
it
that's a good one. I've never heard the 10 no's to one yes. I like that.
Yes. And that is a Dale Carnegie thing. I took sales.
Oh, okay.
But you don't hardly ever hear the no. Though they just don't, you just audition, and you know if they like you, you don't hear the no. Sometimes you will. Mm-hmm, sometimes you will. I think if you're, you know, it's you and one other person.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we really liked your voice, but we're gonna go with someone else. But we will keep you on file. I've heard that.
Yeah. And sometimes they do though.
Yeah, they do. I think they really do.
I have two rejections in my mind that I remember. So listen, and by the way, that's good. I've had hundreds of rejections.
Yeah.
I only remember two of them. I usually let them roll off my back. And even these I did, but I remember them because one, I was in the final two, and it was a big campaign. It was New York State's Stop Smoking campaign. And if you live here in New York, you know that was a big one.
That is a big one.
It was everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was in the final, of thousands of voice actors, I was
in the
final two of the people they're going to choose, and I did not get picked.
No, wow.
And so I remember that because I remember thinking in my mind how much work that was. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I had already spent that money.
Yeah. You know,
I got to the final two and I was thinking in my mind, and I'm always a positive thinker. I'm like, I have this. There's no way. I'm the final two. I got made this far. It's me.
It wasn't me.
And I was like, So I remember that one very clearly. Mm-hmm. And then another one, and this is kind of a positive. I'm going to take this as not a negative experience, but a positive experience. Mm-hmm. I was actually up for a job with one of our former clients, one of our former students that came through our voiceover program.
Wow.
And that person got it over me.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Not because of you. No.
Yeah. No, but I was like, that's awesome. I do so much work. I was really happy because I was like, oh, you know what? I mean, don't get me wrong. I was like, at first, I was like, wait a minute. The student has surpassed the master.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, wait a minute, this person got a job over me. I'm the pro. But then I was like, you know what? This is awesome for this person.
Yeah.
This is awesome because this person's just starting out their career. And now they got their first job.
Yeah. I love that. That I love. That's good. Yeah.
So those are the two rejections I remember clearly. And it just happens.
It does.
You can't let it affect you because that can be a downward spiral.
Oh, absolutely. Because that's the one thing I always also say is that just think of it as, you know what? They liked your voice, but they felt they wanted to go with something a little different. That's all. It has nothing to do with you or anything like that. They were just looking for something else.
And neither of these were auditions, by the way, because, both of these were based on demos.
Yep.
And so, you're right. They didn't get back to me and tell me. They just used another voice for the New York
State. And that's what it is. A lot of it is. They don't get back to you. They don't say, but there will be some clients that will get back to you. Yep. And I love those ones because then you could sometimes even ask, okay, is there something else, something that you would, any suggestions, anything like that. If you have that rapport, if you're talking back and forth with them, then definitely ask them, go right ahead. But most of them will you just don't hear it.
Yeah.
It's the 10 no's to the one yes, you just don't hear it.
Don't
it
take it personally.
Yes, there's the key. Not.
Do not take it personally. It has nothing to do with whether they liked you, didn't like you, loved your voice, didn't love your voice. It is what they want right now.
Yes.
And I'm like that. As a producer, when I hire voice actors, I sometimes don't even know what I want until I hear it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, ooh, that's the person.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And sometimes there's no rhyme or reason I can express. It's just a thing in my mind. Like I go, that's who I want. And so it didn't mean I didn't like the other voice actors I heard. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean I'm not going to use them in the future either. It just meant for this particular project, I had an idea of what I wanted and boom, there it is.
That's what I tell students all the time. When they're writing out a script, they do have in their mind what voice they're looking for, like a female voice, male voice. They've got that in their mind. And then it is something, they hear that voice and it's like, that's the voice. That's what we want to use. So, yes, they kind of have a direction they want to go in, but they have to hear it first.
Yeah.
Hear it to say, that's the voice we
exactly.
want.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't know if the listeners noticed. Tina mentioned no rejections that she's had. I don't know if you noticed that. Just like I said in the beginning, Tina apparently has had no rejections. I poured out my heart, talked about two rejections I had, and Tina just went right over it and just went, okay, yep, you losers sometimes get rejected.
Yep. That's you all the way. Me, never. Every job I applied for, I've gotten it. Come on. Who would not want to use my voice?
No story whatsoever. Nothing. It's like, okay, great, you were rejected. That's
no,
not what
here's
happened.
Those things. Those 10 no's, I've gotten them. Those 10 no's and I've gotten the one yes.
Yeah.
So that's my, I feel that.
You know what? You have a better mindset because you just don't remember them. I don't.
And that's the thing though, because I could dwell on it and then it's going to affect everything that I put out
and
there.
I have met new voice actors especially that dwell on it and not so badly that they say, I've heard this exact thing. I don't know how I didn't get picked for that job. I was perfect for it.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't know that.
Yeah, I know.
Don't feel like that. Listen, I get it. You saw this, right? And you were like, I am perfect for this. And then you didn't get the job. And you go, I don't understand. I'm perfect. Yeah. Okay, cool. You're perfect in your mind, right? Don't feel like that. They had an idea or they didn't have an idea. One or the other, but when they heard the person they picked, that was it.
That was it.
It just happens.
Yep.
And don't worry about it. You will get the job. Just keep plugging away.
Yes. Keep
don't
at it.
Don't get upset. So there's one aspect of voice actor mindset.
The mindset.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
Yeah. And so the other thing we're going to talk about is stay creative. Right.
Yes.
You have to stay creative.
You do. You really do. And the biggest that I tell students is, go in there. Be outside the box. Go start right from the get-go. Be outside the box. If you're a little too much, they'll pull you in. It's harder to get you to be outside of the box if you're not that person. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think this is a newer voice actor thing, I feel like, is that what some new voice actors do is they get into the booth and here's what they think. Again, it's a mindset. They think, for example, the first time I have someone read something, typically, I don't give them any direction. I'll put them in the booth. I do sound check, so I set levels, and then I go, okay, go for it. We're rolling. And here's what I can almost hear the gears going, and here's what that voice actor thinks. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to read a flat so they can hear my voice, and then they'll give me direction. I don't want that. What I want you to do is I want you to be creative. I want you to do, I want you to go for it.
Yes.
If you think it's sarcastic, I don't want, and I've had this lately too. I've had people go, so a little sarcasm? I said, I didn't say that. I said sarcasm. And if I say sarcasm, go for it. Now, yeah. But if you think, okay, I haven't given you any direction yet, you think it should be sarcastic, I want to hear that. Mm-hmm. I want to hear you go for it. I'd rather have you be over the top sarcastic so I can go, okay, hey, let's bring that down a little bit. What does make me nervous is when someone reads it flat, because now my gears in my mind are going and I'm thinking, uh-oh, I'm going to have to really push this person.
Yes,
this person is not super expressive, which is weird because I probably hired you based on your demo.
Yeah,
and you're probably very expressive on your demo. And now I'm nervous because now I'm thinking, did some really good producer just walk them through their demo?
That's true.
And make them sound good?
Yeah.
A good producer can make anybody sound good.
Absolutely.
So now I'm nervous. Now I'm thinking, uh-oh, I wish I had that producer in here to do this voiceover because this person obviously can't be. And that might not be true. You're overthinking it and you're thinking, I'm going to read flat.
Yeah.
Do not read flat. Go for it. And there's no right or wrong. Like, in other words, I'm not going to say, even if you're wrong, there's no right or wrong. It's the way someone wants it. It's the way we interpret it, right? Just go for it. And then we'll go, okay, hey, let's try it this way instead.
Absolutely.
Or we'll just tone it down or whatever.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Don't go in there and just be like, okay, the dog ran down the street.
Right.
No. The dog ran down the street.
Yeah. Go for it. And then we'll go, okay, hey, let's try it this way. Hey, instead of being sarcastic, let's be annoyed. We'll give you some direction but if you think you're being a blank slate, that is not what I want.
No, absolutely.
That is not what I want. I want a professional voice actor, and a professional voice actor is creative. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a collaborative industry, right? I want to collaborate back and forth with you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to... This is something that we talked about, by the way, in a few podcasts ago, AI, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the difference between AI. Like, you're not AI, right? I want to collaborate with you. AI is something where I just instruct it.
Yeah.
And I have to be super specific. Mm-hmm. Yes, part of your job is to take direction. Yes. But really, this is collaborative. So what I want is you to just go for it. Mm-hmm. Give me what you have, because then maybe you do something that I didn't even think of. That's part of being creative. I'm not the end all. I'm not the most creative person in the room, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope you are too. And so do something, and maybe I didn't think of that, and I love it. Mm-hmm. Like, I might go, oh, wow, this job, this project's going to be even better than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. This person really came up with something I didn't think of. That is part of your job as a voice actor.
Yes. Step outside of that box. We'll pull you in if it's too much.
So, So that is, again, voice actor mindset. I'm sure there's many things we could talk about, but I think those are really the two most important, because I think those are the two things that can set voice actors, especially newcomers, that can set them back. Mm-hmm. Really, the rejection one is... I've had some people really get bummed.
That's the biggest thing, the question I get with students as we're getting towards the end and they're ready to get for their demo, is that, okay, so... what do I do? Is there, all these jobs out there, and how do I handle this and this, going positive. That's the biggest thing. Because again, we've already said, we love this job. We absolutely love it. You're going to love it too. But have some fun with it. Go in positive, be creative.
Yes. And that, just that alone, coming in with that positive mindset, being super creative, just that alone. And I know when we talk about voice acting, I think people really focus on the first part, the voice part of it.
Yes.
And sure, we hired you because we loved your voice, but it's not just your voice. We loved what you did on your demo.
Yes, absolutely.
If we hired based on your demo, we loved what you did on your demo. So hiring you again, that's the key to this, is developing a clientele, developing repeat. What is repeat?
I don't know.
Developing repeat clients. Really, a big part of why I hire someone again is because I actually like being in the room with them.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Wow, this person was so much fun, and they took direction really well, but they're super creative.
Yes.
That's a reason we bring you back in. And you take rejection well. And I'm going to use rejection in a different way. I'm talking about the direction we give you. Some people, unfortunately, and I think I mentioned this on another episode, I think, but some people take direction as rejection. And don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that. When we're directing you, it has nothing to do with whether we like you, like what you did. Yeah. It's just we want something different. Don't take direction as rejection. And people have done that. I have seen it in their face where the more direction I give them, the more they start to get bummed.
They feel defeated.
They feel defeated. Yeah. Don't. We're just trying to help you.
Right? No, that's it. Yep. We're just trying to get, they're trying to think if you're in there, first of all, they already like your voice, but they want to make sure they get the project, what they're looking for, what they're really trying to get out of it. And they're trying to help you. We're not trying to, you know, say to you, we're not trying to hold you back. We know what we can get out of you. If we heard it, we're saying, let's go. I heard it once. I know we can do it again.
Exactly. Believe me, you're going to get enough rejection in this industry without creating it.
Yes. Oh, that's for sure. Yep.
Don't create rejection for yourself. You're not being rejected. We're just giving you direction. Yeah, that's all.
That is it.
You know? So awesome. Well, listen, again, 2026 is crazy, but this is episode 703.
Yeah.
703, whatever, however you want to say it. But it's 703. And this episode was called Voice Actor Mindset. I hope it helped. Mindset. I hope it helped. Believe me, I'm sure this can help someone out there who's bummed right now.
Don't be bummed.
Don't be bummed.
Yes.
Don't worry. The job's out there.
They are.
But I want to thank you very much for listening. I'm John.
And I'm Tina.
And do we have to give out our email again? We would give it out every time.
Yeah, we do. I know, but go ahead.
Okay. John G at voicecoaches.com.
Tina at voicecoaches.com.
We out.